Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
It's another round of Dumb Ways to Die. Well, not actually die, like injure yourself. The dumbest way that you hurt yourself. 1-800-330-9999. We were talking about this a few weeks ago because producer Sean broke two of his toes when he was changing his baby's diaper. Remember that, Sean?
Yeah, it still hurts, actually.
Yeah, he remembers. Yeah, my toes are never going to appear straight again.
Well, we got a message from one of the people that works with us, and he said that he dropped his keys under the car, but the car was on, and he accidentally put it like in reverse when he reached out, and he ran over his own hand.
Oh!
So like he reached out of the car door to grab the key that fell out, the fob, kicked it into reverse, and ran over his own hand.
I mean, that is a bad set of circumstances. You've angered one of the gods if this is happening to you on a random day.
Dumbest way you ever hurt yourself. John.
All right. When I first learned how to snowboard, I was 12 years old. I learned in Switzerland, you guys. I learned on a Swiss Alp. Cool, right?
Yeah.
Not cool.
Not cool.
Why?
Not cool.
Because if you forget.
Yeah, to snowboard on a Swiss Alp in a blizzard when I've been snowboarding for 3 days. Mm. About 3 days. Yeah, I sprained my wrist.
Not so bad. You could have walked away with broken bones for sure.
He could have been buried in the snow. He could still be on that mountain.
My dad thought we were going to be so cool. He was like, you got it. I saw you in class today, dude. You're good. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Dad's been skiing for 25 years.
John, in fact, was not good.
That was not. Dumb ways
to die. Priscilla, dumbest way that you injured yourself. What happened?
You remember that little dare you had a couple weeks ago about going down cross-legged and coming up and it's going to add 6 years to your life?
Oh, yeah. It was painful for me. I got to tell you, I have a rebuilt knee, and it was not easy.
Yeah, if you missed it, a couple weeks ago we were talking about if you cannot go from standing to down sitting cross-legged without using your hands and then get up without using your hands, experts say that there's a chance that you could die in the next 6 years.
Luckily, I was able to do it. I'm a champion.
You were sweating, a lot of sweating.
It put me in urgent care.
Come on. So wait a minute. So you tried it after we did it, or you were doing it another time?
After you did it.
Oh, my gosh. I just want to state right now that I'm not liable. This was not my idea to film this incident, and that I have nothing. You can't come after me for anything.
But here's the thing. Were you able to stand up on your own?
I was. But then I realized, I'm like, oh, something doesn't feel right.
What was your actual injury?
On the side of my right knee, I pulled the ligaments there unbelievably, and I had to have a brace on with the ice pack in the brace for a week.
Oh, my God. I mean, she wore a brace.
I mean, that's terrible.
The show is a terrible, terrible entity. Look at what we've done to people.
I mean, we're just trying to save your life. That's all we were trying to do.
I'm just going to state again that, actually, we did not do that with any intent for you to do it and injure yourself.
But I have to say, it had me laughing, and I got to tell you, my husband loved it because he did nothing but, you should stop listening to that radio station.
Smart man.
Dumbest way you hurt yourself, 1-800-330-9999. It's another round of Dumb Ways
to Die. Hey, Sarah, that dumb injury that you gave yourself, what happened? Tell us.
I was 14. I swallowed fingernail polish remover by accident.
Wait a minute. By accident?
How?
I mean, seriously, you're 14 years old. How do you swallow polish remover by accident?
I broke the top of the bottle and put it in a water bottle and marched all over it. And in my 14-year-old mind, I was, like, being really smart. And then I forgot to remove it off my bedside table. In the middle of the night, reached over and took a cheese drink.
Oh.
And then poison control put my mom on hold.
Yeah, well, I mean,
no.
They figure there's no saving this when you can't fix stupidity. No,
I'm that's just not nice.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Well, but you know what? We're glad you made it. Are your teeth super white?
Now we're going to encourage it?
I don't know, but my top is scarred.
Oh.
I had to get it stretch.
I mean, what do you think?
I'm sad for your esophagus. Yes, I'm sad for your esophagus.
Esophagus is never going to be the same again ever since she was 14.
Yeah.
And I cannot handle spicy food now. So it's
ruined it. She ruined it for the rest of her life. Now she's never going to have a jalapeno.
Never a buffalo wing for her. Never, not once.
I don't do my own nails.
Yeah.
Hey, John, dumbest way you hurt yourself.
Well, was 18, and I dug a circle around a little pine tree in my parents' yard. I was moving the tree. And I dug the circle around with the shovel, and the shovel was stuck down in there underneath the roots. And I was prying on the shovel with my right hand while I was bent over, yanking and holding on to the bottom of the stem of the tree with my left hand, so my head was really low. And I was prying, and the shovel handle, the wood, splintered and split apart, and it was spring-loaded. It sprung up, and the bottom part of the shovel and the handle stuck in my face and through the bottom of my chin, up through my tongue, into the roof of my mouth, into my eye socket. My whole face had about 10 punctures from the shovel handle that split into a zillion pieces. And my sister drove me to the hospital with a shovel sticking out of my face. I was there for hours and hours and hours and hours before I had surgery. It was a nightmare.
Oh, John, that sounds awful.
So that sounds,
when I see people prying on a shovel, I say, don't pry on the shovel. It's not meant for that. You
right.
know?
Yeah, I don't even know how you stand in the vicinity. I'd be in the car. I'm leaving. I'd come across somebody prying something with a shovel.
It was a nightmare.
I mean, you had a shovel in your face.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
My buddy's in a band called Shovelhead. It's not a made-up thing. Maybe I can get him to sign something for you. Miranda, dumb injury. How'd you get it?
So I actually sliced the tip of my finger off while I was cutting open an avocado.
Oh.
So did it grow back? Were they able to reattach it? Or do you have a stubby finger?
Stop.
No, it was just the tip of my finger, but like it was gushing blood and it was so painful. It was like the night before my trip to Vegas, so I was so stressed out.
Oh, that's the... And you know what? Listen, it doesn't matter what they give you for painkiller or how it feels the next day. When you get on the plane, it's going to be throbbing when you're at 30,000 feet.
Oh, yeah. And I had like a whole wrap on it, like a whole little cast on my finger. It was like ridiculous.
Then five drinks in and a couple slots and you're good.
Except she can't push the button, though. She has to pull the lever because it's too big.
Oh, you're right. Gosh. Oh, that's terrible.
Dumbest way you hurt yourself. 1-800-330-9999. It's another round of...
Dumb ways to die.
Luke, dumbest injury.
Yeah, so I tripped over something on the sidewalk, and I got really mad, and I went to kick a rock. Except it wasn't a rock. It was a piece of concrete sticking out of the ground, and I broke my toe.
That's like some straight Charlie Brown cartoon type stuff right there.
I felt like an idiot.
Well, like we've discussed earlier today, broken toes, you can survive. It's not like it hurts and it's annoying, but it's all right.
That's the word. I don't know. Sometimes I like the thing that they can slap something on it or whatever, because you feel like they're doing the job of fixing you, putting it back together. Tape for me does not make me feel better. It doesn't make me feel better.
Like the splint.
Right. It just says, look, I got something going on over here. I'm protected now.
It's like when you see somebody with a boot. You're like, you're all right.
Well, they're out there walking in the world. Right.
Tim, dumb way you hurt yourself.
So when I was younger, I fell asleep under a tree and I got extremely sunburned. It's like the middle of the afternoon. It was so bad, the burns, that I had to go to the hospital.
That's one of the scary... When you see people that like it's blistering and whatnot, like that's scary to me.
Yes. It happened to me when I was younger. Well, it's so dumb. There was a period in the 90s where when you were going to prom, you would go do so much tanning. You would tan for everything.
Oh, yeah.
You were going on vacation, you would go tanning. Yeah. You needed a base tan. You're going to the prom, you had to be tan. No spray, just a straight bolt.
And that was the thing, too. It was like you were using like baby oil.
Oh, yeah.
How were we doing that back then?
We were dumb.
Was different, I'm guessing.
But I went to a place that it was just the face tan I wanted to do because I wanted to get my face darker.
Yeah.
And it was just the bulb. Just the bulb.
It's like putting your head in an easy bake oven.
Oh, my gosh. I went to this prom. It was a junior prom. I had blisters all over my face.
Oh, no.
From the burns of the tanning. Now, imagine you fall asleep outside. How old were you when that happened? That's like a mom's nightmare.
I think I was 9.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awful.
Do you still have scars?
No. Sun poisoning doesn't last forever.
I would think when I'm blisters on my leg or something, I'd be like, oh, Lord.
Mm. How about Gina? How about you? Dumbest way you got hurt.
I should start off by saying that I'm a vegetarian. I was on vacation in a state really known for barbecue.
And I was walking around and I saw a vegan barbecue place. And I got so excited that I did not realize I was about to step down off of this ledge because I thought there were steps. There were no steps. And I face planted and scraped all the way down and banged my head, ended up having to go to the emergency room.
That's what you get for trying to order a veggie burger in the heart of Texas. You got what was coming
in. Yeah, and I mean, I still get teased all the time that I ended up getting stitches because I wanted vegan food in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Next time, just take the brisket. Take it. Take it in your face.
Olivia, how'd you hurt yourself? Dumb way.
Well, I was stupid and was trying to put my mascara on while driving. Poke my own eye with my mascara wand so bad that I had to actually go to the eye doctor to have them look at it because it really like got in there and did some damage. How stupid.
I mean, I get it. If you poke yourself in the eye with the mascara wand, it hurts.
That's why you're not supposed to do it while you're driving.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
one of a multitude of reasons that you should not do it while you are driving.
But sometimes you do it at home when you're looking in the mirror.
I have no doubt. I mean, it's not easy to be a girl. I get it, to put on mascara. Yeah. I understand. I mean, I don't understand, but I would never try it because I see you guys and I'm like, what is happening here?
Definitely do it when you're distracted.
Right. When you're doing it while you're driving, it's kind of like, you know, I don't know, walking across hot coals. Like, what are you getting crazy here? You know, you're playing chicken with that thing.
Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in 14 days. 5 luxurious scents, available online and in stores near you.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.